It's a schus for us to have Rabbi Silva here, who's a Marbitz Torah in Shiva Beis Mikra, and also now in the entire Muncie community through spreading the chashivas of Chazara. And Baruch Hashem, we have many of our own Talmidim who starting about 2 years ago, three, four years ago, where they started taking Kabbalah, Chazaras, Amud Yoimi, taking from the Masech that they learned the year before, and Amud every single day, a few months at a time. And Sir Yankov has been Misayaya with the program. And Bli Ayin Hara, we have many Talmidim who have been doing it. And remember one time we were on the way back from camp, one of the Bachram was quietly sitting there, he had his chart, he had his Gemara out, and Shtiller Heit with his Chazaras. And therefore, it's a Gevaldig Zchus for us to hear the Dibris Ayiris at this time from Rabbi Silva.
Let's do this, flip it on. Okay, we're going to Tshuva. We're going to talk about Tshuva. What's going to be written, though? Okay, good evening, Rabbi Sai. Ah, Zchus to be in such a heilige Makom Torah. You know, it's interesting. I'm going around Muncie, and I get to see all the yeshivas. All the yeshivas. And we'll talk about, I'm not here really to just, not only to plug for this pink poster, which will be posted up here in the hallway of Chazara, from Chveis, Abbas Torah, all the way to Tiferes Torah, all of it, or Reuven, or Yosef, or Naftali, all the mises in Muncie are on here, besides the Chassidish ones. That I haven't got to yet. Okay? My payas are not long enough. I want to tell you like this, and you should know, it's interesting. It's important to know when it comes to tshuva. Tshuva, yeah, I know that tshuva thing. What does tshuva mean? What does Hashem want? What does it mean? What does Hashem want? First of all, before we get to tshuva, let's talk about, we talk about Rosh Hashanah. At Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Vod. We say time and again, and we say Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom Kippur, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Vod. Question at hand. I have a question. It's not in the right order. It should go chronological order. It should say Hashem Moloch, then Hashem Melech, past, present, Hashem Yimloch. Why is it saying in such a funny order, Hashem Melech, and then Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch? Chevra, you hear the kasha. The house, the kasha. Yes. You hear the kasha, Chevra. Alter, Bacher. Good. I want to tell you a teretz with a muscle. A muscle. There's once a king. He wanted to know who was the guys, the people in his kingdom, who were the most honest people, honest servants, without any fluff, without any bluff. He wanted to know who was a straight talker. He brings the guy in, and he asked the guy, come, yes, Miss King, your majesty. He said, are you willing to go ahead and give away all your fields for the kingdom? Yes, your majesty. Good. Are you willing to go ahead and give away your businesses for the kingdom? Yes, your majesty. How about your house? Your house. Absolutely. How about your chicken? Your chicken. No. Not the chicken. Good. I like you. Out you go. So the guy comes over to the king. One of the advisors goes to the king. King, your majesty, tell me pshat. What's the story? What happened? No chicken. And you excuse the guy and everything. He said, I want to tell you something. Let me tell you a secret with this guy. This guy that I was talking to, he was poor like a church mouse. He has no money. How gornish. He has nothing to his name. So when I asked him, will you go ahead and give away all your fields and all your businesses? Absolutely. Because he doesn't have businesses. He doesn't have a house. Of course I'd give it to you. When it came down to Lamaisa, the only thing that the guy had or owned was a chicken. How about the chicken? No, that not. The answer is to that previous question. Yes, so it's very nice. Hashem Malach, Hashem was the king. No problem. Has nothing to do with me. In the past, Hashem Yimlach Leilam Vaed. Of course, 100 years from now, no problem. We start off saying Hashem Melech. Right now, me. That's how you start Malchius. We're here, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're here to take charge. What do you want me to do? Now, it's interesting. It's a tshuva. You gotta get closer to Hashem. Hashem wants to see if we're really serious. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So Yaakov, so yeah, we have this checklist. Are you do this right? I want chew purple gum. I will make sure I throw the bubble, the candy wrapper in the garbage. That's not tshuva. The Bali must say on the Gemara. Gemara says in Yuma. He says the famous Gemara. If you go ahead, Akash Boku said, if you will make for me a chudoy shel machat. Chudoy shamacha means a hole as small as the eye of a needle. If you do that for me, means for tshuva, do that small thing, that small little tshuva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I will go ahead and give you siyata neshmaya, then mamish will be kepischa shalula. That little thing will open up far and wide, as big as the opening to the Beis HaMikdash. The Balei Musar asked, why did Chazal pick that example of chudei shamachat, eye of a needle? Why was that an example to talk about a small, insignificant hole which represents a small bit of tshuva? Why a hole, an eye of a needle? Akasha. So they say the following thing, and this is moiridik, and this is a take-home message. The answer is that when a person goes ahead, you have an eye, you have a needle. It's made out of steel. It's very hard to make that little hole. That's true. And you sit there and you're digging away. It's made out of metal. It's made out of steel. It's hard to make an imprint and to make a hole in that needle. But when you do, and when you make that hole is never, ever going to plug itself up. It's going to stay a hole, an eye of the needle. Zog the Bali Musar. Tshuva can't be something fluffy, made out of mush, made out of Play-Doh. It means to say, I'm going to take a small thing, a small little thing to show the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that I mean it. That's when Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to take you for the ride. And then I'm going to open all avenues and siyata shmaya for you. Amazing. But you have to be real. Tshuva's got to be real. You know, they say, the Kotzker Rebbe was once sitting, he saw one of his Hasidim, an Erev Yom Kippur. And what was he doing? He saw one of his Hasidim walking to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. The meaning is, to go to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe asks him, Ni, das Geld für zwei? Do you have enough money to pay for two for the mikveh? You have money for two tefillahs? Rebbe, why two? I'm only one chassid. Well, let me tell you something. The Gemara says in Tainus, the Gemara says in Aftazai, if a person goes ahead and he says he's going to do tshuva, ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu, he's clapping. You ever see this guy's clapping? I told some of my Talmidim, I want to go to Tuvia's. I want to come up with a new type of invention. He says, make this like a soft type of shirt, a blow-up shirt for Yom Kippur, and advertise. Make your tshuva much easier without the pain of clapping. So the din is, if a guy goes ahead, if you just do a shamnu, baganu, and you really don't mean it, it's like going to the mikveh, the Gemara says, and withholding, and while you're going in the mikveh, you're holding on to a dead sheretz, which is making you tamei. Would obviously, that tefillah, that immersion, will not help. So the Rebbe says, you know, chosid, and he was very sharp, the Rebbe. Kotzker was very sharp. He says, you know why you have to pay for two? Because when you go down to the mikveh, you're going to be holding that sheretz with you. Make sure you pay for that sheretz. That's the avart. You should know it's got to be real. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, this guy is real. Means a small thing. Rav Shach used to tell people, woe is Rav Lezer Shach, the God of Ladar. He said, woe is his Kabbalah. What do you think he accepted upon himself for answering Hashem's Mitzvah? You think Zayar? You think you go ahead and play his Titus Dibur for 3 months straight? No! You know what his Kabbalah was? He used to tell the people to bench Birchas HaMazon from inside a Siddur or a Zmiris from a Seretz Mitzvah until Chanukah. That was the Kabbalah. Small and attainable and real. That was his tshuva. And when you do that, and you could do small things also, you could decide, Rabbi Nishalaylam, and before you start saying, Hashem Elokim, and he said, I want to go, I'm going to learn Musar, any Musar Sefer, 2 minutes a day. There's so many beautiful swarm in English and in Lashon Kodesh, whatever talks to you. I once asked Manshas Rosh Yeshiva. I was zoiched to be close to the Heilige Manshas Rosh Yeshiva. I said, Rabbi, which Musar Sefer should I learn? He said the following from Reb Sol Salanter. There was once a mashal, and there was a poor man going ahead, knocking on doors, asking for food. Please, I'm starving. Whatever the balabas comes out with, if it's chicken, if it's a piece of bread, or if it's dessert, it don't make a difference because he can't be picky. He's starving. So Rabbi Sol Salanter says, whatever gives you chizik, you want to learn a chassidish cipher, maybe a chassidish thing, whatever talks to you, maybe to do that for 2 minutes a day until Chanukah. And you'll see that's real. How about saying Asher Yotzar, not walking around when you sing Asher Yotzar? You can dream about what you want. You can dream about your sports team. You can dream about what type of sandwiches you like. Stand in your place. I try to do this. Bling that. I've been doing it for a few years. I stand in place. I say Asher Yotzar. So it takes exactly 20 seconds. We say Asher Yotzar 5, 6, 7 times a day. How about that for a Kabbalah? A small thing to show Hashem you mean business. Now, it's interesting, and that's what we're here for. And it happens to be, he said, Rabbi, I'm a good guy. I don't eat McDonald's. I'm not a Michal Shabbos. I do my thing. I've learned. I do my job. That's true. That's true. But everyone has to go ahead, and it's not about more. So a friend of mine once said a good line. When you do tshuva, it's not to do more things. It's to do things better. Just do what you're doing better. You're learning Musar, you're learning yeshivas, you're becoming ben hazmanim. Learn 2 minutes a day, right after Shacharis. That's a good Kabbalah. Asher Yotzer, you're doing anyway. You're supposed to do it anyway. How about that? How about benching from a sitter? Benching from a little Zmiris? The first bracha, and then go back to sleep. To show Hashem that you mean business. And then you're taking the sheretz, and you're throwing it away. Then it's Hashem Melech. Hashem, you're my king. And we all have these checklists. And Rosh Hashanah, everyone has a checklist. We don't clap. Sorry, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm doing the wrong jig. He said, Rosh Hashanah, he said, brother, so please, stock market should go up. Trump should live l'chai. All the different guys doubting all the different bakoshas. How about going ahead, and if you look at it down Rosh Hashanah, it's HaMelech HaKadosh. Ata Kadosh, Vesivka Kadosh, Vesivka, and that's what ultimate Hashem. The problem is they say like this, Rav Hutner, the Chetzalik and Rachman said a murder line. He said the following thing. Father was Rosh Hashanah in Berlin. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the guy's intense. His head said, what's the Bach in Shidduchim thinking? Wild's in Shidduchim? Ata Shidduch. Vesivka Shidduch. Yeah, Shidduch. And what's the guy after he gets married? Non, what do young man think? Ata gelt for shimchi gelt. You know what? Why can't we just try to be a good eved? Baruch, I'm on your team. I'm on your team. Please take care of me. The Malbim says, I'm going to wrap it up with this. The Malbim says, he says the pshat, in Acha Shalt, he says in Hashem Ayur V'Yishi, Bezois ani b'tek, I have bitachon. Why do I bitachon? Because achas shalti meis Hashem. When I punish, I want to be close to you. And when you have this, when it's anila doidi, that's what we say in this kapitel. Punish Allah on your side. Then he's going to take care of me. Not the two in the whole shopping list. Rabbi Sai, we should all be zoika, you and us, and all of us, and all of us, and kasim, kasim, and toiva. And again, I did not come here to give a shmuz. Rabbi Malensky was mechab me, thank you for the shmuz. He said, you should know, and you have murdered rebbeim here. Take from your rebbeim. Take from them. Rabbi, teach me. Tell me to tell me. I'm becoming an el-chayid. How to make myself a better person. To make more of myself. More and better. More and better. These cards. We have three different masechtas for the 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's amazing. Yes, you saw. Is it good? Yes or no? Yes. Who else will do it? Raise my hand. Raise your hand. Anybody who else will do it? It's good or no? It's, yes, is it good? It'll help your summer. How long does it take? 10 minutes a day. Around. It's not shy. And it's every day. Oh, that's a good Kabbalah. I mean, if you guys hold me, everything I do my Amud. Yes, I try to do it. I do my Amud also. But only you guys should teach. Only I should learn. I also have to learn. And what happens is, but I'm in. And I'm not a ton. And you'll see the Siyata Shmaya that you'll get. If Hashem sees that you're real, you'll see. You'll start understanding Gemara better. And you'll start copying. Rabbi Pike is mentioned to me for the ninth graders. I'm in. Blinader, I'm going to get you money, Blinader. He wants to make a card. Rabbi Valensky will make a card for the ninth grades to Chazer Makkos. Starting Rosh Hashanah, first day Rosh Hashanah. And it lasts for 4 months till the end of Teves. Stop Bezim and Aleph Makkos. Bezim and Bezim, spend 10 minutes on it. 10, 11 minutes. Gemara Rashi, with a little Taisa, no Taisa, whatever works for 7 minutes. And have your Gemara with you. And you can go, you can skip a day. You're not bumped out of it. And every few weeks, you get some sort of nash. And it can be some sort of thing from. And if you keep doing this for 4 months, we get you a sandwich for Satmar Fleisch. Oh yeah, Satmar, they know how to cook. You know, they say, you have to eat by the chassidim, and now you're down by them also. But you know, the litvaks are smacher cooks. He said, eat by the chassidim. I said, wait, I mean business. And I take you guys seriously. And admit to them, you will take yourself seriously. I can see you, chassidim, time. And thank you for listening. It's all, here you go. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you.